Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Brian Artis, host of the Dr. Artis Show. You all know who I am. This is going to be exciting. I've got a new guest that you have not met yet, and I'm excited to do this interview with him. His name is Dane Johnson. Now, why I'm excited about this interview is you're going to be introduced to an individual who both has helped cure himself of a major condition that literally made him literally appear to be the size of a weed or a bamboo stalk, just lost all of his muscle tone, all of his body, and then was able to identify what was the underlying cause, eventually reverse that scenario, and then has built a organization that is helping guide people back to reclaim their full health over months to years, and does it primarily through their diet, which is amazing. So we're going to take you through and introduce you to Dane Johnson, his company, his consultants, his coaching, because they have built a platform that allows them to guide people all over the world on ways to reclaim their health. Otherwise, they've been told medically they will never be able to live without, or have been given the blanket sweep excuse by their medical professionals that your gastrointestinal disorder is just genetic. There's nothing you can do about it. You inherited these genes from your mom and dad. This is how God designed you. You are a slave to your symptoms, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can just take our drugs, cut out those body parts, cut out those sections of your colon that are dying. You don't need them anymore. In the case of Crohn's, celiacs, ulcerative colitis, you name it. We are going to be discussing, if you can think of it, if you can think of digestive disorders that affect you or a loved one, this presentation is just for you. So share it far and wide, because as I used to be in practice for 16 years, from 2004 to 2018, so it's really 14 years in multiple states in the United States, and helped tens of thousands of patients from 16 different countries, I am not in that position anymore to do that. So a private consultation, one-on-one, seeing you through to the end, that is not how my life is set up. My life is set up really to shock you, wake you up, warn you, inspire you that there are ways to reclaim your health, mitigate your symptoms, remove all your symptoms that you otherwise have been lied to, that you have to live with this symptom the rest of your life. Or we need to cut out the body parts that are creating your symptoms so that you don't have them anymore, which is not a cure or a solution of any kind. I consider that mutilation. So to help reduce the amount of mutilation, to reduce the amount of burden of drugs, to manage those symptoms from your mutilation, which is cutting out body parts, claiming that's a cure, I like to introduce you to people who are out there doing the work to help save and improve the lives and the everyday experience of living, which is how I believe God designed you and put you on this earth. So we are going to have a very organic conversation with Dane, D-A-N-E. We're going to hang out with him. You're going to learn about his program called SHIELD, or abbreviated SHIELD. And we're going to learn more about how it is he addresses chronic digestive disorders that millions of Americans, billions of people around the earth, I'm confident, are suffering with every single day. And I think you'll be blown away with what you learn. And then towards the end, we're going to put a link, obviously, to this interview, which will take you to a landing page where you can put in your information to learn more. And then they will reach out to you and help you. So hang out with me while I hang out with Dane Johnson here and learn more about his SHIELD program and his why he ever decided to get into this field of helping, coaching, and consulting those who are suffering with like issues him and so many other people around the world have. So welcome with me to the Dr. Artis Show. Dane Johnson, how are you, buddy?
What's up, man? Thanks so much for having me. Thanks for that amazing introduction. I just want to first start by letting everyone know I want to bring the heat. Let's get real results today. Let's figure out what these root issues are. I'm here to serve. I'm here to help. And I want to see you win, because I've been in your shoes. I've been life-threatening sick, and I didn't know what to do. Doctors didn't know what to do. Parents didn't know what to do. And I had to claw my way out with those bloody nails for years before I ever figured out what was actually happening and how to take back my health. I haven't had a medication in 10 years, never got any surgeries. I have no symptoms. I've gained 60 pounds of weight back. We see, our practitioners see about 200, 250 IBD to IBS clients per week. We serve Dubai, Europe, Canada, America, all that later to come. Today, let's dive into what's actually happening, how I took my life back, and how you can start making sense of how natural healing will work for you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're very welcome. So let's go really through your history, because we realize the most passionate people I've found in my life who actually find ways to help other people in their own lives, there's usually something very personal that's happened in their own lives that literally put them on a new trajectory they never experienced. So for example, everyone here knows that are in my audiences, at least, if you've been familiar with me for the last 5 years, my youngest sister was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease called lupus. Mm-hmm. And the prognosis that was given, the future outlook of this condition for my sister, which is called the prognosis, what was actually given to my parents, conveyed to me, actually is what set me off to no longer want to focus on just being a basketball player, which is all I cared about at age 21. It was, oh my God, I've got to go learn everything about the human body to try to help my sister understand what it is the medical profession is telling her and my parents. There is no known cause for this condition in medicine, and there's no known cure. And there was just these drugs she could take for the rest of her life that ultimately would kill various organs in her body from the toxicity, causing her to have an early death, which they told my parents would be by the age of 40, which is crazy. Wow. And then said, also, she'll never be able to bear children. Well, she has 4 children now. How did that happen? Well, we answered those questions of what is actually causing the symptoms they called lupus, reversing that and then helping her. So I just want to acknowledge this is the turning point in my own life when I went, wait a minute, is really playing basketball every day the best use of my time? Or as an older protective brother, is there anything I can go learn that can help guide her back to a life which she was being told was going to be very different by the medical profession? So obviously it's very different now, which is great. She was told she'd never have a family. Now she has a very large family, which is very exciting. So Dane, take us through your own personal experiences. Were you actually told, as you referenced right when you came on, were you told when you were suffering with whatever you're about to disclose? Were you told prescription medications and surgeries may be in your future to help resolve your problems? Was that something you heard? Was it something you thought might be the case? Because you just said you're not on any medications, which is great, and you haven't had surgeries, but I'm curious, and the audiences will want to know also, if they have loved ones or they themselves have been told you have an underlying chronic digestive disorder, this is the outlook primarily, and we're just going to be checking you from time to time to see how close you are to these crazy drug prescriptions or surgery recommendations. I think it would be great to get the audiences to understand where you were in your mindset along that path, where you found reclamation to where you're not on those drugs, don't have to worry about those anymore, and you appear to be very healthy. From pictures I saw on your website, you didn't look so healthy at some period in your life. So anyway, take it away. Share your personal story that's put you on this path to where you now have a company. You consult people in countries around the world and help reclaim their health also.
Yeah. So it's really a pain to purpose story. I got into this because I had no other option. I was willing to take Entyvio, Remicade, prednisone, methotrexate, antibiotics like Skittles. I was a kid. It was like, give me what I want. I'm going to get back to my career as a basketball player, as a golfer, as a college kid, as a young man, and then later on as an actor and things like that. But they weren't working. So I was having 25 bloody bowel movements a day, losing weight, urgency, cramping, pain, diarrhea, scared to eat. I have a sip of water. Where's the bathroom? That's my first thought. And then I look down the toilet. It's like a crime scene. Now, I'm also dealing with massive shame because who do I talk to about this? My mom? My best friend? My girlfriend? What am I doing here? So it was a lot of shame. It was a lot of hurt. And then the doctors, everything I did with the doctors helped a little bit. Then it stopped working. So the real reason is because I got backed into a corner like a lot of our people listening today. I had nowhere to go. Nothing seemed to make sense. No one could give me an answer. I came from a middle-class family that spent $30,000 or $40,000, and I was more sick after the investment than before.
Very often.
So something happens. The first thing that changed in me was a spiritual change. It was, even though this is not my fault, it is my responsibility. I got to get off my knees and I got to own this. And I don't care how many degrees and how long you've been doing this, you are not going to dictate what my reality is going to be. And it took me about 4 years of suffering, Dr. Artis, to get to that point where I became the CEO of my health.
How old were you when you first started having symptoms?
19.
19 years old. And for how many years? 4?
I almost died at 20 on my 27th birthday.
Wow. Okay.
So more than that, 4 years of extreme symptoms. So at 19, blood in the stool, a little bit. You're like, oh, is that a hemorrhoid? Would I have some beets? What's going on?
Everybody at home, pay attention because you don't want to talk about these symptoms either with the people you love. So if you have these symptoms, please pay attention.
Here's one of the things also. We started talking about IBS or hemorrhoids, but even if the doctors say that, a diagnosis is subjective. I just spoke with someone an hour ago who was diagnosed proctitis, then Crohn's disease, then ulcerative colitis. A diagnosis is subjective. It can continue to change and transform. So even if you have IBS or a bit of constipation, these things can manifest into something worse. Just one round of antibiotics, major stressful event, a vaccine or something else that hits you could completely change that microbiome or your immune system relationship with the bacteria going on in your body.
Absolutely.
So it was, it just kind of got worse and worse. And so over the years, by the time I was 23, 24, started getting full blown, I'm having 10, 15 bowel movements a day, but I'm in the gym, you know, I'm a young man. I'm just wanting to get back to my life. Doc, give me some prednisone, 40 milligrams tapered down. I know I've got 2 months before it's bad again. Right. And oh, mesalamine suppositories. And I just went through that, but through the pain and suffering year after year, 2014, on my 27th birthday, I'm in a hospital for 6 weeks straight. Jeez. I'm on TP, and I went directly there from Santa Barbara. I was doing some big stuff and I was losing vision, shaking, fainting, cracked my head open at one point right there. And I'd already been on Remicade. I'd already been on 6-MP, methotrexate. These are immunomodulators that can also cause lymphoma or tuberculosis, TB. So I've been on all this stuff as a young man. Go to the hospital. I'm there for 6 weeks straight. I go from 185 pounds to 122 pounds. I'm on TPN feeding tube. I'm on 200 milligrams of infused prednisone. I'm on 3 grams of Dilaudid, which is 7 times stronger than morphine. This is what they give to like a cancer patient.
Extreme painkiller. Yes.
Extreme. I'm so high, Dr. Artis. I'm talking to the butterflies in the room. Okay. It's crazy. I'm on Ambient. And then what saved my life, and this is the first thing about root cause, there was a doctor, and we couldn't figure this out. Doctors couldn't figure it out. My mom, my sisters, and my dad flew in, and they were actually sleeping at the hospital with me for that time, taking turns, because I would go to the bathroom about 8 times every night, and they just put a pan under my butt, poop some blood, and emptied out. And I lost the ability to walk, because when you're in a bed for 6 weeks straight and you lose 60, 70 pounds, you have extreme muscle atrophy. So then I was in a wheelchair. And I mean, it was just like, why did this happen to me? There's a huge spiritual conversation, but you can imagine the turmoil, the anger, the pain at God, at my family, at my own body, at my fate. It was like the doctors were saying, better luck next life. And the surgeon to remove my colon and put a stoma bag on me was sitting outside the room trying to convince my mom to do the surgery but then I got so sick they couldn't do the surgery anymore. So what saved my life, because I almost died in that hospital, December of 2014, I nearly passed away in that hospital from these IBD complications, is the doctors didn't realize that I actually had an active amount of cytomegalovirus that was taking over my body, and the immunosuppressants and the antibiotics were making it more rampant.
I believe it. In fact, I don't know if you guys are aware of this or if you are, Dane, but I've educated a lot of medical doctors around the world. For some reason, whenever there's a viral diagnosis, even if they are able to identify that, they very often just throw antibiotics at it. And I've had to actually pull up on the CDC's website articles about why it is medical professionals should never give antibiotics during an active viral infection, that it can often make those issues worse. So I've constantly had to educate medical doctors in hospitals. Hey man, you said this guy has the flu, that's a virus, or pneumonia, and you said it was viral. Why do you have them on vancomycin? Why do you have them on amoxicillin? These are all antibiotics, and don't you know it could make their symptoms worse? And you're watching them every day fail worse and worse and worse. This is a very common thing we find in a lot of hospitals that we've had to educate people on. So I'm really sorry that happened to you too.
Well, that's exactly, they didn't know. It's exactly what Dr. Artis just said, is I was getting worse and worse on these antimicrobials, they were destroying my microbiome, the very defense I have against cytomegalovirus. And we didn't even know it. It was a stain. It was in one colonoscopy in Florida, one doctor had done a test, a stain for CMV. He'd found a little bit of it, but you're not going to find it in your blood. They're not going to find it. If they look again, it's very hard to find. And then they put me on antiviral chemotherapy that saved my life. That's when I woke up. And that's when I decided to check myself out of the hospital, because there was nothing more they could do. And I knew there was nothing more, and I wasn't going to get the surgery. And I was bedridden for 3 months, housebound for a year. And I had, it took me about three months to walk again, and about a year to get back where I could start living my life and working and stuff like that. So that's, I was already in school for natural medicine studying.
Much better than dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, well, that's the thing.
Was much better. Whew.
But that's,
you think, man, 3 months. Yeah, it's better than dying. Yeah. Okay, great. Okay, 3 months. Got it.
But Dr. Artis, if I can put a little heart into it, that's where my fire comes from. Like one of your questions, my why? Because I'm building what I needed when I was chronically suffering. And when you're a young man watching your mom go broke and spend every freaking day trying to help you out, and your dad and your sisters, and you're helpless, like I almost want to cry thinking about it. Like that puts a fire in me. I don't know about everyone listening. That puts a fire in me. I refuse to be sick. I refuse to be a victim. I refuse for everyone else to tell me what my reality is going to be. And as a young man, I got a fire in me that I just started. I would read 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day. They're like, what do you do in the house? I'm like, I got a full-time job. I'm healing. I stopped telling what people was wrong and I started telling them what was right. My mom would call me up. She'd go back to Virginia. I'm in California. Hey, are you okay? I'd say, Mom, the blood's down 30%. I'm already healed. Take care of your people that you love. Take care of their spirit. Tell them what's good. Stop telling them what's wrong. I've been sick. I can talk to you like this.
I'm going to steal a phrase from Robert Scott Bell, the great homeopath. Every show he does for 30 years, this is how he wraps it up. And remember, everybody, the power to heal is yours. Mm-hmm. And it truly is yours. It's your health. It's your body. It is your job to define in a moment. I am now going to work full time on myself to heal myself. Yeah. I love it, Dane. Congratulations. Love it. I love it. I hope everyone in the audience has this perspective about their own health.
That's the emotional priming of the body. You've got to divorce Western world and start over from scratch and where you get happiness, where you get balance and what you're focused on. And that was hard. And so I journaled every day. I did prayer and purpose every single day. I got sunlight every day. I did grounding and I read 2 to 3 hours a day of only things that could serve me. Because I can't be in my head with my depressive thoughts that I almost died and my life's been taken from me. My whole 20s are gone. I've got to be in my head about what my future looks like, what the root issue is. And so I started changing how I received happiness, how I got in balance, because you can know everything in the world, but if you don't have emotional balance to be consistent, you're going to fail. Amen. You've got to get consistency. Consistency is worth more than perfection. So that was a big one. And I have a whole breakdown on how people can start doing that. Because any disease, you have to get consistent. You have to get spiritually balanced. You got to prime your body emotionally before you can prime it physically. 100%. And man, that was huge for me. And so then all of a sudden, I started reading and learning and growing about the immune system. I started learning about this idea of SIBO. And I have this old phrase I'd like to share called Doctors Never Told Me. And the thing is, doctors saved my life. They're emergency care physicians. They're the best in the world at it. I'd be dead without them. I'm going to always shake their hand. I'm always going to hug. I want to partner with doctors. I don't want to 100%. Step on them. I want to partner. Doctors, but with IBD, doctors never told me I had massive candidiasis, candida overgrowth that it perpetuated from my colon up to cause SIFO and SIFO. Never checked. I found it right there in a non-invasive quantitative PCR stool analysis. Doctors never told me I had blastocystis hominis and cyclospora parasites. Found them in a test. Doctors never told me I had H. pylori infection causing that gastritis they diagnosed me with and ulcerations. Doctors never told me I had SIBO. I'd never even heard the term SIBO, and I had spent so much money going to every single major hospital, and there's never a conversation. Doctors never told me my liver was completely overwhelmed and I had stagnant bile. I could not detoxify. And the lipopolysaccharides released from the SIBO and SIFO were overwhelming my gut and causing further leaky gut and then overwhelming my liver, causing metabolic endotoxemia. I couldn't detox. My drainage pathways were stuck, a pipe that does not move. And so any kind of movement, any kind of wad of oregano, any kind of antimicrobial, I started Herxheimer reaction crazy. Like I would have 20 bowel movements. I get severe brain fog, skin reactions. I was also covered in cystic acne. All right. Doctors never told me I also tested positive for MAP infection, Mycobacteria avium paratuberculosis. Also, what could be perpetuating Yoni's disease when we even discovered Crohn's and started seeing it in our Western world in the 1950s. Remember, this disease has only started moving in the last 70 years. What happened? It didn't exist. So all of a sudden, I start finding all these things. I go to my doc and I say, hey, doc, have you ever looked into this? I found all this stuff. Never heard of it. Doesn't matter. There is no root cause. My diet doesn't matter. Stop talking to me. Insurance pays me 5 minutes to see you, son. You got anything else for me? Are you taking your mesalamine? No, I got nothing to say to you. See ya. And so it was a little bit of like I was alone and I didn't know what to do with my research. But at the end of the day, it was my life and I was going to move it forward. But I was alone in that journey. It was one my parents couldn't go on. My friends couldn't go on. My significant other couldn't go on. And my doctors had never been on. And so when you look at those pain points, you're like, I'm taking back my life, but I'm alone in this. And my doctor won't even see me anymore because I don't want to take Entyvio for the rest of my life.
And lesson here for everybody. Yeah. Just remember, in hospitals and most medical offices, they're only looking at a blood sample. And those blood samples, you're telling the lab what to evaluate for. And there's so many other things many of them do not look for. So these look like very limited results. And there's much more extensive tests you're learning about. And Dane's going to teach you about those. It's great. This is kind of things we teach people. Most medical professionals are only taught to look at a CBC panel. If you don't see anything there, throw antibiotics at it. Nope, there's a lot more testing that can be done to identify other pathogens that are affecting you in many, many, many ways.
Well, here's a good one just on the CBC panel. My neutrophils were elevated, which could be a sign of parasites. Okay, they didn't even realize. No one had even mentioned this. Also, I'm anemic. They're giving me these over-the-counter conventional iron pills that are exacerbating the problem because my body can't absorb it due to the inflammation in the gut and the weakened mucosal membrane. I needed nano-sized iron, or at least chelating buffered iron, to be able to take in like ferritin. So it was like even the source of what to do about it wasn't even close. And doctors also never checked my pancreatic enzymes, my fat malabsorption, or did any tests understanding that I had low stomach acid. Here's a hint right now. If you have IBS or IBD, there's a 99% chance you have SIBO and you have really poor digestion. Your liver's backed up, your pancreas isn't working well, you have poor stomach acid. And that's going to perpetuate bacterial load issues, fermentation. You're going to probably feel like you're going to be on FODMAP or carnivore diet for the rest of your life. And it's just going to, it's like a vicious cycle, because everything I just told you, it started stacking up over the years. But while I was on immunosuppressants, not only did that create an environment that those things could continue to perpetuate,
but I would never
thrive. They just got worse. So once you get SIBO, you're more likely to get SIFO, when you're more likely to get H. pylori. So if you look at the clinical research, you're going to see that those with SIBO are more likely to get higher levels of H. pylori, indicative of low stomach acid. And then once you have that environment, you're more likely to get parasites every time you eat sushi or whatever you do.
You're right.
It's a perpetual problem that these pathogens stack on them. So we have the pathogen issue, and then we have the toxin issue, air, food, and water, toxins. And when your microbiome gets weaker and your mucosal membrane is non-existent, your lymphatic system, your kidneys, your liver, your ability to sweat, your ability to poop all get into a place where they don't work either. So you've got these two huge arms in healing. I don't care what disease you have. You've got a pathogen issue. You've got a drainage issue. And then the third arm, a lot of it's a little bit more elusive, is also you got a nervous system and immune system issue, okay? Because you're in a perpetual state of fear and trauma.
I agree.
So how do you work on the autonomic nervous system? How do you get that vagal nerve starting to work? How do you start living in a place where you can get happy? I want everyone to write this down. You have to get happy before you can get healthy. You can't wait for your body to calm down and then say, now I'm going to get happy and forgive my body or forgive God or whoever you need to forgive. You've got to find happiness right now. And you got to realize you have love, you have laughter, you have your tongue, you have your eyes, you have your ears, you have this sun, you have this beautiful earth, you have the oxygen. You actually have everything that really matters. And it better us than our family, right? Think of it right now. Let that sit in your heart. Better us than our mother and father. Give it to me. And that's why I think Dr. Artis is here. God, give it to me, not my sister.
Yep. Amen. And so this is very important also, because what is it that the medical profession, conventional medicine, mainstream media wants you to do with your diagnosis and your suffering? I'm going to tell you exactly what they tell you to do. They tell you to go join support groups where they're all going to just talk about their conditions, their suffering, how it affects their daily life. And then it's everything you have to worry about, fear, anxiety, panic over. This is going to happen to you. And this is ultimately your fate. So when he says you need to get happy first, there are some real important concepts we've made sure everybody understood. There is Bruce Lipton's book, Biology of Belief. What you believe is what is going to manifest. Do you believe you're going to suffer for the rest of your life and you want to be a victim? Go join those support groups. If you believe that you ultimately can heal, and there was a period of your life like in Dane's where he did not have these symptoms, and you believe you can return back to that, which is exactly what is true for 99% of all of you. If you believe you can go back to the period where you lived without symptoms, you need to get your head right. You need to start understanding and replacing fear, anxiety, and panic, which actually suppresses your immune system and your ability to recover. You need to find things that make you happy, bring joy into your life, and bring hope back into your life first. I mean, I cannot echo this and piggyback on your words more than what you just said. 100%. I back it up.
Thank you, Dr. Artis. Can I give everyone a good morning routine that kind of does both? Because I'm here to serve, guys. I want you, I hope you feel the fire on me. I want to get you results, because I was in your shoes. I'm in the same boat as you. I'm not talking from an ivory tower like most of our practitioners we've met with. I've been in the boat, and most likely I've been more sick than you. And so that's why I'm here. And that gives me the courage to speak and speak up and really build a solution. That's my fire. Here's a good morning routine. When you wake up, start with warm, hot water. Get rid of the cold water. It absorbs better. It helps clean the liver out. It opens your drainage pathways. This is also a great place that we can get cost-effective herbs to help us. Milk thistle, dandelion, lemon juice, apple cider vinegar. Those help digestion. They help give you electrolytes. You can feel up. Chronic fatigue is huge with autoimmune, especially GI.
Dane, are you saying drink warm water or shower in warm water? What do you say?
drink
warm water.
Drink warm. So get rid of the cold water. Drink hot water. Make yourself a customized tea every morning. That's why I love to start the morning. And I gave you some examples of what you can put in, what's right for you. Use Demulsin herbs, slippery elm, marshmallow root, licorice root, glutamine. You could throw in bitters, apple cider vinegar, ginger, fennel. And these are all cheap, guys. You can throw in liver support, dandelion.
And most are anti-parasitic. How about that? Drink it.
How about that? So now it's like, wait a minute, I've got a morning tea. It flushes my system. It prepares me. I'm getting electrolytes. This is how I've never had a cup of coffee in my life. I don't drink any caffeine. If I clean my system, I'm great. I'm straight for the day. And so now I'm going to go outside and get that morning sun. Before you spend $3,000 on the infrared, panels, go out and get some morning sun. Take no shoes. I went out in my robe every morning. I'm a robe. I'm outside. And I also, when I was housebound, I took care of about 200 plants. I don't know many 24-year-old gardeners, but I was one of them. So outside and be with the earth, get your feet down. And then you're going to bring a book or a podcast, Dr. Art, Artist Podcast, and fill your mind with solutions, excitement, and possibilities. The word that is going to revolutionize your life is possibilities. You've got to create more possibilities and you've got to speak it to everyone you love, possibilities. So next is when you wake up, put on that music. If you love Bob Marley, Jack Johnson, two of my favorites, I'm starting my day with peace, love, and optimism. I got to read it. I got to hear it. And then I've got to cook it. Another thing, you don't know what to eat. I got an answer for you. I want you to only eat what you cook for 30 days and tell me you don't learn a tremendous amount about your body and you don't sharpen your intuition on what's going to work for you. Your belief, your conviction of self-empowerment is going to go 10x. You just only cook what you eat for 30 days. Everyone can do it. It's just mental fortitude. I'm not asking you to dunk a basketball on 10 foot, right? It's physically possible for all of us. So those are things like that's a good morning routine. Whenever it says, well, what's your perfect morning routine? Get happy, learn something about what's going to create a new possibility, get outside, get real sun, real grounding, all right? And then have something liquid that's warm and flushes the drainage and gives you proper vitamins. You can do it with supplements. You can just do it with herbs and some lemon juice that everyone can afford.
Of course.
If you start with that. Yeah. And then you can, now what we do is we customize. So everything I just told you, what the biggest question everyone has right now is, well, Dane, what about my case? So this is how we heal.
Well, will that work for me?
Will it work for me? We start with a proven idea. So say that's a generic proven morning routine that'll only take you 45 minutes. Okay. Another side note, your perfect daily plan should be 80% in the morning and 80% at night so you can get consistent and so that you can have the middle of the day to feel free. If you don't have that, you're going to get overwhelmed. You're going to quit. There's too much going on in the middle of the day. So 45 minutes. Now we say, okay, this person with psoriasis needs to maybe add in a little bit of different stuff in the morning, maybe a little cinnamon that's anti-yeast, maybe high-dose turmeric that's anti-candida, right? This person over here has got, really bad digestion. So we're going to add in more bitters, more things to help with the bile, maybe a little Tudka, a little bile salt to get that moving. This person over here is a child. So we're going to use droppers. We're going to go low dose. We're going to go low and slow. Or this person who's herxing really bad, who's been sick for 20 years with super biofilms and so clogged up and so emotionally clogged up, we're going to do tapping. We're going to do hot water with just lemon. We're going to go walking every day, grounding for 20 minutes plus meditation just to get their system to calm. And we're only going to use droppers and microdose powders to slowly work up on single ingredient products because they're too sensitive. So it might be slower. We take 2 or 3 months just to prime your body. But in the long run, we're going to be able to build a way that your body can get out. You're right. Start the same plan, but now we start twiddling, right? So get a plan you can be consistent with and then personalize it to you and then get around people with integrity and trust and authenticity to help lead on what's possible. Look for people who've actually done what you've done, can show you testimonies of people who've done what you're trying to do, and preferably, people who specialize in only that thing. So if it's lupus, get a lupus specialist. If it's IBD, get a diabetes specialist. If it's diabetes, get a diabetes specialist.
But Dane, my condition is so rare. It's only 1 in 10 million people in the whole world. There's no way you could possibly help me. Let's just get that out of the way. All of you believe your problem is unique to you and only to your genetics because you inherited only your mom and dad's genetics. No one else did. And that's what they keep blaming on. Is there any hope for them, Dane?
Yes, there is. And this is why, because here's an idea. What is good for anyone's disease for healing is also good for the human body.
Amen.
Okay. So what I do for a person with an IBD alien gut is it perfectly natural and healthy and nurturing to a normal gut. What I'm saying is all our bodies, now we might respond differently, and I do want to make space for the hardships you've gone through. Some cases are really freaking hard. They are. And there just needs to be patience. And it really is more of like a emotional marathon. Calming and fear. Yeah. And it's a marathon. And so I want to make space for that and realize that healing is not a McDonald's drive-through. And I will never build a company that acts as that. And I know there's a lot of companies that are just marketing and they've got coaches that are just accountability and everyone's taking the same six products. And it's just like, well, we got a 30% success rate, you know, increase ad spend. You know, that's not us. That's not what we're going to do. And so impact is got to be important. We've got to be morals over money if we're going to survive in this world. Absolutely. So I want to make space for that. I know I've seen some of the hardest cases that tug on my heart and keep me up at night. It's like, man, I know they got parasites. I know they got candy. I can't get them to detox. Every little thing, their body freaks out, you know, and that's where we got to use biohacking and emotional healing. And we might need to use a little conventional medicine to help your body get off, you know, use it as a crutch until your body's able to fly. So what should we do? We have to realize that healing, you've got to look at the biology. No matter what disease, you've got to start repairing the gut. There's four main things that need to be repaired in the butt. Digestion, okay? So liver, pancreatic, and stomach. You've got to repair digestion too. You've got to start rebuilding the microbiome, the diverse bacteria, the city of bacteria, responding, connecting, communicating with every cell in our body. Got to get that in balance. You don't need to eradicate, you need to balance. And the hard thing for people with IBD is keeping in balance. I got rid of my candida. It's back. Yes, because we have a weak culture of keystone microbiota that can't maintain. And the moment we have sugar again, freaks out. So we've got to get that in balance and keep it in balance. Number three.
Yeah, we don't want to put your symptoms into remission. We want to help you clear them forever.
Well, that's an idea. What's the difference between cure and remission? I'll finish my three. I would love, Dr. Artis, if we have space and time for that, I want to give you that cure versus remission idea because I think we can blast it open. Number three is gut lining. The mucous membrane protects your body from endotoxins and other types of inflammatory substances. It stops everything going into your bloodstream, so it takes the pressure off the liver, called metabolic endotoxemia. You've got SIFO. You've got SIBO. You've got massive amounts of lipopolysaccharides, LPS. Okay, LPS freaking your body out. So you've got to get rid of those gram-negative proliferated bacteria in the small intestine, in the colon. You've got to mitigate that. So that's the microbiome. The gut lining has to get strong. So things like oleic acid from and high polyphenols, extra virgin olive oil, berries, blueberry start, work up to blackberry and raspberry. Your body probably can't handle the fiber yet. Okay, just because fiber is like physical therapy. It can be great for you, but if you do it too quick on an injured gut, it's going to make you worse.
But okay. Everybody needs to be on Metamucil, Dane. Just kidding.
So, you know, with that, I could go on a few metaphor here, but just think fiber. A lot of us with IBD, IBS, or GI issues, we can't handle fiber, but I want you to end that statement with yet. You've got to repair the gut so it can start to handle polyphenols, resistant starches, build short chain fatty acids, and get those natural, you know, plant-based enzymes to build up the microbiome diversity. You've got to get a diverse microbiome. That's why I like carnivore, but I like to move away from it. Or I like, you know, the banana diet, but I like to move away from it. I like paleo SED, but for all of that is for me, it's short term, get the result, move on, get back to a diverse nutrition. If you have to stay on a restrictive diet for the rest of your life, are you really healed? Are you really healed?
I'm on a 3 raspberry, 2 almond a day diet. Yes.
And it's hard. I'm not saying it's easy. I get it. Everyone's different in that. But the gut lining is that third thing. We have to rebuild the mucous membrane. You got to get polyphenols up. You got to get oleic acid up, extra virgin olive oil. You got to get PC. Phosphatidylcholine is great for the gut lining. And it's great for the lipid fat bilayer around all cells, mast cell activation, histamine issues. Get in PC. Now it's high in fat. So you might need to take your digestive bitters and work on your digestion. That's why we start with digestion. If you don't have digestion, you're screwed. Okay. You got to get digestion up. You can't break down fats, can't break down sugars, can't break down polysaccharides. Okay. This is, you know, problem. Once the mucosal membrane gets better, you're going to handle things like oxalates and lectins better. Even if they still irritate, you'll do better with them. It's the weakened gut lining. And then the gut lining is causing the proliferation because the bacteria can grow up the gut if there's no gut lining to keep them slippery, keep them in there. So the mucosal membrane is going to be absolutely wonderful. And then, you know, really, when you do all that, the immune system is going to calm down. The dendritic cells, the T cells, the, you know, the TNF-alpha response is going to go down when you thicken up that mucosal membrane, heal up the epithelial cell lining, get your digestion, your microbiome is working better, your food sensitivity is going to go down. And then the last one is that drainage support. So the five places of drainage, you got to be able to sweat, you got to be able to poop, you got to work on your kidney, liver, and lymphatic system, and especially deep lymphatic if you've been sick. Sorry, I'm talking like Roger Rabbit. But I know
this guy's super excited because he knows he's learned it all. He's ready.
Some people, it's going, what is he saying? I apologize. I'll try to keep it clear.
Just remember, you can slow down the speed of the playback here if you need to slow Dane down. You can do that. People used to tell me that all the time, like, Dr. Rush, you're talking a billion miles an hour. And I'd go, yes, because I got so much info I have to tell you. So, yeah, you can slow it down. It's great.
We work, anyone who does that is going to be better. I don't care what disease you're dealing with, what disease. And then you have to, you know, build the relationship back with food and say, okay, I need to get on the offensive food. I have to understand where foods are therapeutic and good for me and where there's just food fear. You've got a diverse Western world. That's not food. It's fake trash food. People say, Dane, you want pizza? I say, no. They say, why? Because you got IBD? I said, no, because I don't poison myself.
Exactly right. I like food. Food has nutrients. And most of our food that is called food is nutrient deficient.
Just take that one from me, guys. I go out in the world and people are like, you want this, that, and the other? And I go, no, I can eat it. See, my gut's strong enough. If you want to pay me $10,000, I'll eat Papa John's pizza, ice cream, a six pack of beer, and go run 8 miles right now and not worry about a bathroom right now. Write a check. I'll do it and I'll film it. If you guys, you know what I'm saying? I have confidence. I do not have a diet. I have a lifestyle that makes me happy and healthy, and I can eat whatever I want. I just don't poison myself.
I bet you wouldn't do it now that you know what you know. If you were sick like you were 10 years ago, I guarantee if somebody said, hey, I'll give you 10 grand, eat that Papa John's pizza and eat all this ice cream, I bet you'd have went, not with what I know. No, it's not even worth it. So now you can do it. Now you know you can do it. But for those of you who are ill, have complaints, symptoms, suffering, you name it, you need to learn about the basics of food and the basics of nutrients. And the digestive tract Dane's talking about is how your body absorbs and breaks down your food to provide nutrients to support your body's health and immune system to ultimately heal, period. Later on, you can tolerate that stuff better, but you're not ready for that yet.
Exactly. And so I can handle it. That's the point. I want to get your gut so strong that you have freedom to choose and make the best choice from you. Like an adult driving a car. Do you want to go 90? Do you want to go 60? You want to drive in the night? You want to drive in the snow? They're the keys. You just make good conscious decisions as an adult. No one needs to babysit you. I want to get you so empowered that no one needs to babysit you. And if something goes wrong, we go to the drawing board. We say, look, we're going to try it again in 2 months. Let's make these resets. Let's do these things and then try again. You're 99%, you're not allergic. You're sensitive because your microbiome's off, because your gut's off. And then you got to deal with the food fear. If you're having an anxiety attack because you know that there's avocado in your gut or a salad, arugula is in your gut, that's also going to affect how your body responds to it. So we don't cheat the program. We only celebrate. And when you celebrate, when you have a celebration meal, you need to actually be celebrating. Okay. Don't sit there in a panic attack. And I deal with the people with extreme food fear. So that's why it's there. But the one thing I want to give people with this idea that you were diagnosed with an incurable disease, I want to give you some power, if I can, Dr. Artis, about how to deal with that and go to the doctor. So number one, the first question, when a doctor tells you you have an incurable disease, I want you to reply and say, doctor, thank you for your information. Can you tell me one thing that is curable? Dr. Artis, answer the question. Name one thing in this world that's curable.
For the medical profession, if I was a medical doctor, I'd go like this. Oh, there are no cures, only treatments. They're called prescriptions.
Okay. So let me ask. So I'll make it easier. Is the flu curable?
It absolutely is curable. Yes. In fact, you don't need anything to cure it. Your body will do it on its own.
So if I get the flu next year, did I put it in remission or did I cure it?
No, you cured it.
Why?
And then because you totally removed it from your entire body and now have the defenses to prepare against any future variants or versions of the same flu. My favorite one, Dane, can I give you my favorite one to break this for people worldwide?
Yeah. But can I finish this one thought first?
Oh, sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks, brother. You said it's because you got rid of that flu and you got a new flu, another variant the next year. So the idea of a cure versus remission is if it's the same thing or it's something different. So in order to say something's curable, you have to know the root cause. So the doctors don't know the root cause of Crohn's colitis. How could they say it's incurable. That's actually ignorant in its own common sense. And so the doctor can't tell you something's incurable. Like right now, gingivitis, we all brush our teeth twice a day to keep gingivitis in remission. Do you realize that? By the context of how we talk about cure and incurable and chronic disease, gingivitis is in remission as long as we brush our teeth twice a day. If you stop brushing your teeth, your gingivitis is going to flare and you're going to get bleeding gums and bad breath and all this stuff. So, oh my God, you know, we don't think like that because in our reality, we go, everyone has to brush their teeth twice a day. Therefore, it's not a traumatic experience. Well, if you just decide that it's normal to eat real food and stop eating fake food and that your body is going to have a reaction if you keep treating it poorly, much like brushing your teeth, then you realize that nothing truly can be cured because you can't eradicate anything in this world. Everything is in balance. Death is in remission. Everything. So empower yourself to realize that there is no cure to bad days, headaches, gingivitis, the flu. You can't cure the idea that you're going to break your ankle. You know, you like the ability to quote unquote cure is the ability to respond to adversity. So if you can respond to the flu, that's what we do. I got the flu. Dr. Addis is going to go, you're going to do ABC. I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to get it out of my body. Okay. Get it again next year. It's a different thing. The same thing could be said for IBD. If I'm in remission for 5 years and it comes back.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, is it a different tumor? Is it a different IBD? And I would say, yes. It's like, you have no proof that it's the same root cause. So why would I walk around with, why would I allow you to identify me and carry it like luggage that I'm in remission and I have a disease following me around like a ghost? Why would I want to create that paradigm and let it live? It doesn't serve me in any way. So I want everyone to have the ability to create a paradigm that you get to choose what your choice in life is, and you don't need to enroll others in it. But the whole idea of cure and curable doesn't actually make sense in its common sense value. Therefore, you have the power to do something about it.
Yeah, I like the analogy of a broken bone. Has your body ever cured itself of a broken bone by healing that fracture? Yes. Does that mean you're never going to break another bone? Like, does that mean you now broke another bone 2 years later, so you never really healed from the fracture you had before? I mean, come on. Seriously. All right. Your body broke the bone, healed the bone. Now you could break another one. You actually got rid of the flu when you had the flu. Your body recovered. You can get the flu again. Or you got rid of your lupus. Yeah, for like 5 years, then it flared back up and I got it again. Oh yeah, you probably got the same problem that created it the first time. You just never really got rid of it altogether, or you reintroduced the same problem back into the body. Very good. Love it.
Yeah. So it's a way for us to get empowered, that we get to choose what our reality is. And I think it's really interesting in life that we don't believe we have the power to self-identify. We give that power away. And I understand it's like, well, I have proof. I have symptoms. I have lab tests and all of these stuff. But we also lose our power and it causes massive trauma, which is also part of the root issue. It's because we all get this PTSD from the diagnosis of chronic disease. And so in a way, it's like I realized this a few years ago. It's like my body's good. My symptoms are good, but I still don't feel healed. You can't be cured until you feel healed. Exactly. So a lot of this is eventually going to get to a spiritual, a perspective. So do you want to carry around something that some other man gave to you, not God, or do you want to create your own environment where you can get self-empowered? Which one's going to serve you? I'll let you answer that, everyone out there.
Are you sure? Do you think you can answer it?
Well, you we all got to walk
your
it.
Future, my friends. You yeah, get to define it.
Yep. I want to all walk it. I'd love to give some people some other steps for being able to add food in and be able to. How do we start? Where do we make sense? Where do we get started with food and protocol and days? And I know we talked about the morning routine, but if that's a good subject to get on, I'd love to teach some people some ways they can get started.
Well, we've got about 10 more minutes for this presentation, so I'd really like you to introduce how it is people who are listening to you and have heard your story and have seen and can look at you and go, oh man, you've really recovered from this. And we can tell you're very passionate about this. I would like that passion to be shared with me where you can help me turn around my suffering. What would be a next step for them, Dane, if they are like, you know what, I'd like to learn more from you, Dane, and your team? How would they go about doing that? And what can they expect when they start that process?
Yeah. So the first thing we want to do is we want to get on a free, no hassle, 1 hour strategy session. We're going to deep dive in your case, your experience. Right. We're going to talk through everything you're going through. No hassle, no contracts, no nothing. And we're going to introduce what we think we can do for you. We'll talk about, is this a good fit or not? And if it is, we'll move forward with you. But we want to build two things, trust and integrity. And we want to make sure that it's a good fit. Right now, the people who come in, we serve 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people with IBD and some IBS if we feel like it's a good match. But we want to make sure it's good, because the people who come in, we really don't ever have requests for refunds or coming in. When you're in, you're kind of part of a family. Another thing that's also unique is all of our members can talk to each other within 20 minutes of signing up. So something I noticed about programs, because I've bought programs in the past, is if you can't talk, ask a question on this. When you look at a program, if you can't talk to other members, why? Like, what are you hiding? Is there a bunch of people who are angry and want their money back? So we allow every member can talk to them, and we have an app on the phone and computer. So it's kind of like Facebook, Reddit, YouTube, and Google all in one just for IBD. And so I go live every single week with you. You can come say hi, come talk to me. You also get your own private coach. And we also have practitioners who are professors. So like Dr. Chow goes live twice a week just on like supplements, herbs, traditional Chinese medicine. Rachel Turner goes live on EFT, heart math, trauma every week. And it's free for all our members. You can connect with other members. You come in, you do tapping on all the trauma. So we've got professors, we've got coaches, we've got community, a few thousand people all connected. So it's like a Facebook of, hey, what's going on? And everyone's talking about IBD.
The whole community are sharing of hope and happiness and belief. I love it.
And it was really, I mean, to answer it, my mission to go back to that core question of why, I just wanted to build what I needed. I had never met anyone with IBD. I never met anyone who had gave me hope. And even if people hadn't gotten perfect results, I want to know what you're up to. Hey, how's carnivore? Is you getting histamine response? What? How did that supplement work? How did that? Did HBOT help? What about a BPC-157 versus thymosin alpha-1? Did you notice a difference? What worked for you? We have that environment where everything is completely transparent. Everyone can talk to anyone, negative, positive. Just we're out there. And then we have members, we have practitioners, we have coaches, we have doctors, all there connecting under the same mission. And another thing that's really cool is about 90% of our team, we have a team all around the world, they have IBD themselves. We were diagnosed. We're not on the ivory tower. We're in the boat. We teach you how to row. We've been rowing. We know how to row. So I think it's just like what I needed. Every naturopath doctor and chiropractic doctor and MD I'd ever met never had it, couldn't show me testimonies, didn't really specialize in it. And so that's where I felt lost. And I just wanted to build that. And I've spent the last 12 years building it. And it's not perfect. I can guarantee everyone's going to walk on water. You come ready to work and you want a home of integrity and trust. Click this link below in Dr. Artist's podcast. Let us know you came here, because I just want to thank you, Dr. Artist, for having me and just giving me a chance to speak with your community and really talk about what works. And I just believe we need more love. We need more conscious capitalism. And I just want to serve in a way that's correct. And I can sleep better at night. And I know that my life means more when I do it correct for people.
And knowing that people have hope, that's the number one thing that actually gets me the most excited, is to actually find people that I can unite others with, introduce to, who have been through the fight, already been through the mud, through these conditions, and have actually seen the other side, what it looks like, there is truly hope on the other side. One thing I found very more than odd, I found it actually disturbing. Every single IBS patient, ulcerative colitis patient, Crohn's patient, a celiac patient that I ever saw in practice physically that I helped coach through dietary detoxing pathways, and everybody's program was unique. We had to do it for them. They are a unique individual with a unique set of obstacles to overcome. So what I found most ridiculous was that all these individuals would come to me with decades of seeing gastroenterology specialist or rheumatology specialist with these autoimmune conditions, many of them are called. And what I found amazing was in the very first interview, of which I really appreciate your free one-hour consult, I actually had a 30-minute or one-hour consult with everybody. And I needed to make sure all of their concerns and history had been heard first, because most people don't feel heard at all by all their medical professionals that they've seen. But the most disgusting thing and the biggest letdown I always heard from every patient with a gastrointestinal disorder that had suffered with for even decades, my question would be this to them: how many times has your gastroenterologist or rheumatologist asked you to supply a food journal record of everything you're putting into your intestines every day? I never had a single gastroenterology patient ever tell me that their gastroenterologist or medical professional had asked for a review or a record of the things they were putting in their mouth and swallowing every day. And I remember thinking, this is the most absurd thing I've ever, ever, ever heard. In fact, the limit to this would have been this. No, actually, the only time anybody ever talked about food was when I was being told I needed to do a colonoscopy, and they would tell me to restrict my eating for the 12 to 24 hours beforehand. They would say, don't eat anything. Just drink this solution to empty all of my bowels before we go in there and look. And I was like, oh my God. Do these gastroenterologists who specialize in the intestines, how can they never, ever ask you, what are you putting in those intestines that might be creating irritation, inflammation, bloating? How in the world could they possibly have missed this one thing ever? I mean, could you imagine going to a podiatrist? Listen to me, everybody at home. Could you imagine going to your podiatrist and you tell them, every time I put on shoes and go out in public, my foot hurts. But when I'm at home and I take my shoes off, it doesn't bother me. Could you imagine if a podiatrist looked at you and went like this? All right, well, let's see if we can do an x-ray, CT scan, blood sample, urine sample, stool sample, and let's see if we can find the problem. How in the world would they not look at you and go like this? Can you please bring the shoes in that every time you put them on, they hurt? Imagine if there was like a nail, like through the sole of that shoe that you keep putting on and going out in public. This is about how asinine the idea to never look at what you're putting in your intestines for an intestinal specialist. I mean, everybody out there, if you have an intestinal problem, your intestine's job is to break down the things you put in your mouth. Okay, that's its only job. Why would you not ask the person, what do you keep putting into this irritated organ I am a specialist in? I mean, how can you not do that, Dane? It's like the most absurd, ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. Every single person that came in, no one ever asked them. And I literally made every single patient for my 16 years in practice, you better bring a completed monthly food log in here for me to review and coach you on. And if you don't bring it to me, and here I am, the chiropractor, acupuncturist, and nutritionist, not an intestinal specialist, I would actually make them keep a food journal. And if they didn't bring it in, Dane, I would tell them, why am I more committed to your health than you are?
Yeah, 100%.
And then I would fire them and make them go home and come back another month later with the completed food journal. I would actually send them away. Like, I am not going to pretend to care about your health more than you do. Please write down everything you put into your mouth because it ends up in your intestines where you're having complaints. So I just find it the most absurd thing ever. How do you not look at the food you put into that organ? It's like the most ridiculous thing ever. And then the only time they go in there and look to see is there physically something wrong with your intestines, they ask you to empty the intestines of everything you put in there. It's so weird to me. Okay, this is the weirdness.
Can I give a gift on that?
Yes, give me a gift.
Okay, guys, anyone out there below, I'm going to send a link to Dr. Artis. I'm going to give you my free healing journal I use to help heal myself. I kept a track of everything I ate and everything I did for 190 days. He's 100% right. The very first thing I did to start getting success was journaling every day. I turned into Dr. Dane 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at night, and all of a sudden it became so obvious on things I was reacting to. So in this journal I created, this is the exact same journal I use, and I'll even give you some examples in there of how to set it up, but it's like, track your symptoms. If you don't know what your blood was in the stool last week versus this week, you have no intuition. You have no idea what's happening. You can never be great at this if you don't start tracking, especially if you're chronically sick. So I'm going to put that link below. It's our 60-day healing journal. It's amazing. Just print it out. You can put it in a binder, write it, or you can try to use it digitally, but you're 100%. Some of this stuff is so common sense, Dr. Artis. It's just a matter of trauma and anger. And we were taught it's not our job to take care of our health.
Somebody else.
Yeah, just delegate to the doctor. You know, it's just, we're in this huge growth. It's like we used to delegate like our parents or grandparents delegated their finances to the pension, to the corporations. Then we woke up and we said, hey, we're going to go poor if we keep doing this with house prices. So we started taking back our power over our own finances. And we're doing the same thing with our health now. The biggest mistake was delegating out the most important things in your life to somebody else or to the government. It's crazy. And so a lot of this common sense. Only eat what you cook. Journal every single day. I'm going to put a link below. It's completely free. And make sure you get that, guys. And it can absolutely change your life.
Yeah, let me give you one quick example. I had a lady. Now, just so you know, the gut is connected to every other part of the body. I was going to ask you, Dane, well, what people would you never be able to help or think you could help them with a certain issue? Skin issues. I don't care what they are. They're connected to the gut. He mentioned acne already, eczema, psoriasis. There's a direct connection to the gut. What about brain fog, dementia? Can you help that with the gut? Yes. What about heart conditions? Yes. What about migraines? Yes. It's all connected to the gut. So let me just explain to you a story real quick. An example of journaling and why this would be beneficial. And thank you for sharing your link. This is wonderful. I had one I gave to every patient that came in the door. You better fill this out for the next month before you come back in so I can start coaching you on everything. And I had all these other special things. How many bowel movements a day? How many hours of sleep did you have a day? And then I had an area where they could write and rank their symptoms as they were exacerbated or went down in any given day so I could show them how what they put in their mouth directly correlates to either worsening or improving of their symptoms. It was extremely helpful. All right, so everybody out there, just listen to me. a lady came to me with migraines once a month for years. It'd been like 4 years every month, just on a random week. It felt like for 3 or 4 days, she'd be in the dark, vomiting in a room, but she had young children. So her whole life was being affected by these horrific migraines. Light sensitivity, sound sensitivity. She'd be in a dark room, shut the door, lock herself in there, leave the kids themselves. That's really how she had to live for four years, once a week, every month. So I had her start food journaling. I just want you to write down everything you eat every day, and fill in all these little subcategories on the actual chart and then bring it in next month. When she comes in the next month, I look at that chart. She does have one migraine. She labels the severity of it for 3 days straight in this 1 week. I said, great. Now fill it out again next week, next month. So she just leaves. I don't give her anything. Fill it out again. Now I had 2 months to compare. And in those 2 months, she had 2 weeks in which she had 3 to 4 days of debilitating migraines. Not a joke, everybody at home. She's on Imitrex injections for her migraines. So obviously her medical doctors have only told her for years, your migraines are a prescription drug called Imitrex deficiency. You just need to inject yourself with that, obviously. Now I'm looking at her food journals, Dane, and not a joke. I'm looking at the day her migraine starts on both months' food journals. And everybody at home, pay attention. This is why the journal is so important. Go download it at the link provided. Now, I said, just write out everything you eat. And on this certain day, both months where the migraine started, I went to that day on the food log for both months that the migraine started, and there was nothing she ate that day that was the same on both months when the migraine started. So if she was reviewing this herself, it wouldn't have made sense to her. She wouldn't have seen the problem. When you went to the day before, all the foods were different. When I went to the third day, which was before the migraine started in both months, both journals for each month, 3 days before the migraine started, she had the exact same lunch.
Wow.
And all it said was Chick-fil-A sandwich. Not a joke. Oh, no, she wrote Chick-fil-A is what she said. And I wanted to know, wait, on these 3 days prior to both migraines, what are you eating at Chick-fil-A? And she goes, mm-hmm. Oh, I only eat the Chick-fil-A sandwich. And I said, okay, what are you doing there? And she goes, oh, I go to a MOPS group, a mother's group for homeschooling kids. They would go to the Chick-fil-A and meet there, let the kids play on the playgrounds. And then she would only eat a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yep.
Okay. This is not a joke. I actually told her, okay, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go to MOPS next month and I don't want you to eat anything from Chick-fil-A. Just bring your own lunch. Just don't eat anything. And she's like, oh, okay. And I said, let's just see if the migraine doesn't come. She comes back the next month. They have to understand I haven't given her anything. No nutritional supplements, no detoxing stuff, no nothing. Just don't eat the sandwich. Okay. Eat something else. Mm-hmm. She takes her own lunch, comes back the next month, gives me her food journal, zero migraines that month. Zero. Nada. Nothing showed up. And I went, well, that's great. You know what her question was, Dane?
Huh?
Dr. Artis, can you please tell me what's in the Chick-fil-A sandwich that might be triggering my migraines? Do you know what I said?
What?
What difference does it make? Why don't you just avoid it? Because when you eat it, it makes you get a migraine. It doesn't matter what's in it. There's all kinds of crap in there. In fact, everybody at home, Chick-fil-A like actually has 40 ingredients. 55 chemicals they add to every Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yep.
55 man-made chemicals to every single one of them. Why do I care which one ingredient is triggering her headaches? It doesn't matter. Avoid the poison or the collection of poisons called the Chick-fil-A sandwich, and all of her migraines disappeared. It's been 16 years, Dane, since then. Not a single migraine ever again. It was just something in that sandwich. I don't care what it was. Just avoid it. And then you avoid 3 days of debilitating headaches. And it was miraculous. So anyway, just an example of how food journaling empowers people to take their own health back. But you have to be able to look at it. And you'll be able to see the commonalities in the food journal. It's pretty amazing.
And just one thing to staple in that point. People would always come to me and say this. They go, if I'm doing 20 things and I get the results, how do I know it works? I go, who cares? If it was 5 things that work, but it took 20 and you got your life back from an incurable disease, do the 20, figure it out later. Get the results. Compound your efforts. Get the results. Amen. Like, what
avoid
do you care about?
Poisons, people.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Very good. Because all right, Dane, give me your website name. We're going to show you the link to where you can go and sign up for the email, put in your name and get a free consult for an hour if you're interested in you and your loved ones at home want to reclaim your health and look as healthy as this guy. There was a period where he was not this healthy. Thought he was going to die, was in hospitals, pooping out blood into a bucket. That's how sick he was. And this is not abnormal for people out there with Crohn's disease, celiac disease that you've been diagnosed with. You're going to be told sections of your colon have died and we need to cut them out. Okay. No, you don't. You need help, education, and guidance and hope that can be provided to you. And Dane has a great team of people that can help you that way. And please tell them about your website, though, where they can go to learn more or peruse more even before doing the consult request through an email with the link we're going to provide.
Yeah, check us out, Crohn's Colitis Lifestyle.com. Dane Johnson, all over the internet. You can't miss us. And, you know, schedule that one off. You can't lose anything to get on there. We want to serve you. But also something that's really, really cool is if you go to YouTube, we post a new testimony every single week of completely reversing people's symptoms with IBD. They're not paid. They're not actors. These are real members. Every single week, we see about 200 a week. And, you know, go there because we've got about 200-300 testimonies. There's no one in the world, no coach, clinic, doctor, anyone in the world who's doing that or has anywhere close to the testimonies we have. And these are people paying it forward because they watch testimonies and they said, I'm going to take a leap of faith and work on my health and build my personal plan. So check us out. Go to Crohn's Colitis Lifestyle on YouTube. Watch some of those videos. See if some of them relate with you. And call us. We'll sit down and help you if we can. God bless. Thanks for having me.
Dane, you're awesome. And I'd also like to openly invite you to attend our Healing for the Ages conference. We have annual. It's going to be in October of this year in Dallas, Texas. You might want to come out there and make sure as our audiences are learning from you with this introduction today, you might want to find and come to the Healing for the Ages conference and have somebody there to stand there and help motivate, inspire, educate these people that life can be so much better for them than what they're experiencing right now. So that invitation is there, and you can reach out to Christina, who helped set this up for me, and she can help you get all the information to be there and attend with us. It's going to be a phenomenal three-day event here in Dallas, Texas. We're very excited about that. The goal is to heal and free you from your suffering, and it can be done.
Dr. Artis, when is that? When is your conference
again? It's going to be October 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. You'll fly in on the 22nd. Set up 23rd, 24th, 25th is the actual dates of the conference.
I'll check that out.
And if you come personally, there's going to be Q&A panels. We'll bring everybody up on the stage who are experts in their fields, and we're going to be doing Q&As live with the audiences in person, which will be 700 to 800 people and thousands of them worldwide, which will be exciting. So
Yeah. I might actually be out in Texas already. I go out there to see Josh Trent and a few of these other guys.
That's awesome. Great. Dane, thank you very much. God bless you all at home. I hope you enjoyed this interview. Dane, thank you for all your work. Thank you for your efforts to take charge of your own health and be responsible for your own health and be your own advocate. It's been phenomenal to get to meet you, and I'm very proud of you. Thank you for being a sentinel for other people, because I think there's nothing has ever been more rewarding to me than to hear people walk into my office who are related to the people who were suffering, who came as patients. Husbands, parents, grandparents, children would come to the office months later and tell me how their relationships with their mother or their dad or with their grandparents had changed since their suffering ended, how marriages were saved when spouses would come in to say, man, our marriage was on the rocks because of the fibromyalgia symptoms, the gastrointestinal issues. There was so much anger, upset, frustration, and overall just grief that it was impacting their marriage. And then what was even more miraculous is when people would come in and tell me, I actually haven't prayed in years because I've been so angry at God for my plight with my suffering. Now we're back at church. Our marriages have been reclaimed. My children's relationships with me have changed. All of that was the most rewarding thing I'd ever heard. And it was never what was on the forefront of my mind when they were sitting in front of me. I didn't even realize every aspect of their life, spiritually, emotionally, physically, emotionally, we're all being impacted so much by this suffering. But it was amazing to watch these areas of their life be reclaimed and be magnified simply by helping coach them through how it is they can reduce their physical suffering that has such an emotional and spiritual impact. So I'm really, really proud to meet other people and honored to meet other people who are doing this for others. And it's exactly what set me on this path 20-something years ago with my own sister's plight I did not like, and I wanted to see that her life could be better and improved. And then I took that to the masses and tried to do as much as I could to rally the same belief systems in them. So thank you for all you do. And everybody at home, truly, as Robert Scott Bell says, the power to heal is yours. You just have to let go of the narrative of disbeliefs you've been pounded with from the time you were born. So anyway, God bless you all. I'm Dr. Artis. See us next time on the Dr. Artis Show. And thank you, Dane. God bless you and all of your team around the world for what you stand for, which is hope for the human experience. God bless you.
God bless you. Thanks, brother.
You're welcome. See ya.